In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Thursday, September the very 1st. Good as always to have you along, everybody. This is going to sound like a curious thing to say, I admit in advance, but it is important in this particular and very unusual election year to remember that there are actually two major party candidates running for the highest office in the land. And with Donald Trump having sucked all the air out of the immigration debate the past 24 hours and gotten all the press coverage, a word here about the Democrat in the race. Hillary Clinton, contra Mr. Trump, calls for a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants and an extension of some of President Obama's existing policies. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer gets us going.
Here's what Hillary Clinton says she would do. Introduce comprehensive immigration reform within her first 100 days in office and keep current policies that try to protect some immigrants from deportation, like so-called dreamers, people who were brought here illegally when they were children. That's what Clinton emphasizes when she meets with undocumented immigrants. She tells them,
I will defend those and I will absolutely protect your children, yourself, and try to bring your family back together.
This is basically an extension of President Obama's current policy. In his first term, he was much stricter on immigration. He deported more people than any other president in decades, even his predecessor, says Stephen Yale Lair, who teaches immigration law at Cornell University Law School.
President Obama deported more people in his first administration than President Bush had done under his administration.
According to the Migration Policy Institute, President Obama deported around 3 million people, and that's not cheap. Randy Capps is the Institute's Director of Research for U.S. Programs.
The government spent $19 billion on immigration enforcement versus about $15 billion on all other federal criminal law enforcement agencies.
Capps says President Obama ratcheted down immigration enforcement in his second term, but there are still lots of U.S. border agents on patrol, according to Edward Alden, a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
You now have roughly 21,000 Border Patrol agents, which is a doubling from the level of the early 2000s when it was around 10,000.
Our next president, Clinton or Trump, would inherit all of those agents. One difference, Hillary Clinton says she would extend President Obama's softer policies. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.